Exame Final Nacional de Inglês, Prova 550, Segunda Fase. Ensino Secundário, 2018, 11º ano de escolaridade, continuação bienal. Vai agora realizar a parte A, compreensão do oral. Escute com muita atenção e siga as instruções. Mesmo que não compreenda alguma parte, continue a resolver a prova e mantenha-se em silêncio. Esta parte é composta por 8 itens relativos a 2 textos, texto 1 e texto 2. Antes de ouvir cada texto, dispõe de alguns segundos para ler os respectivos itens. Vai ouvir cada texto 2 vezes. Enquanto estiver a ouvir, pode anotar as suas respostas no enunciado. Lembre-se de que terá de as registar posteriormente na folha de respostas. Dispõe de alguns segundos no final de cada audição para registar e verificar as suas respostas. Atenção, toda a prova será em inglês. Vire agora à página do enunciado para dar início à compreensão do oral.
Text 1. You will hear Joanna Everett talking about her job. She works for a multinational software company. Match the topics in column A with the text sections 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 they refer to in column B. All the sections apply once. On your answer sheet, write only the letters and the numbers of the sections. Now read the ideas in column A. You have 15 seconds to read them. Now listen. Section 1.
I work in an office developing projects. As part of my duties, I give programming classes to students and arrange for sponsorships and volunteer opportunities for our staff. I also see that the company's resources go where they're needed. I really enjoy it and it makes me feel socially active.
Section 2.
The company's purpose is to give back to the community. It also gives donations to local organisations and provides many apps to teach teens to create and edit video games. When we work with local sports associations, for example, we sometimes try to motivate athletes to learn technology by having them write a bio and display their statistics in a computer program for fictitious teams.
Section 3.
Before getting this job, I was working in marketing and community relations for a real estate firm. A recruiter called and said all the right words like a new computer company, youth, impact, and free educational resources. I was sold. I've been here for more than 4 years now, and I think that this is something I've always wanted to do.
Section 4.
You can only do this provided you have a desire to make a change in people's lives, and some ability to figure out how to do that. A technology background is helpful, but not mandatory. You have to love kids and be comfortable talking to groups, and be bold like me.
Section 5.
Last year, the company organised a drive in which it donated water to the residents of a nearby town, about 45 minutes away, whose water supply had been contaminated. We rented a big truck and bought 15,000 bottles to the town. When we got there, I realised that the amount meant only 1 in 4 people got to brush their teeth that day. A colleague and I almost cried on our way home. Next time, we got other companies to donate and brought 55,000 bottles. This is what makes my job worthwhile.
Listen again. Section 1.
I work in an office developing projects. As part of my duties, I give programming classes to students and arrange for sponsorships and volunteer opportunities for our staff. I also see that the company's resources go where they're needed. I really enjoy it and it makes me feel socially active.
Section 2.
The company's purpose is to give back to the community. It also gives donations to local organisations and provides many apps to teach teens to create and edit video games. When we work with local sports associations, for example, we sometimes try to motivate athletes to learn technology by having them write a bio and display their statistics in a computer program for fictitious teams.
Section 3.
Before getting this job, I was working in marketing and community relations for a real estate firm. A recruiter called and said all the right words like a new computer company, youth, impact, and free educational resources. I was sold. I've been here for more than 4 years now, and I think that this is something I've always wanted to do.
Section 4.
You can only do this provided you have a desire to make a change in people's lives, and some ability to figure out how to do that. A technology background is helpful, but not mandatory. You have to love kids and be comfortable talking to groups, and be bold like me.
Section 5.
Last year, the company organised a drive in which it donated water to the residents of a nearby town, about 45 minutes away, whose water supply had been contaminated. We rented a big truck and bought 15,000 bottles to the town. When we got there, I realised that the amount meant only 1 in 4 people got to brush their teeth that day. A colleague and I almost cried on our way home. Next time, we got other companies to donate and brought 55,000 bottles. This is what makes my job worthwhile.
Now check your answers. That is the end of Text 1 listening. Text 2. You will hear a conversation about university degree choices. For items 2.1 to 2.7, choose the correct option, A, B, or C. On your answer sheet, write only the numbers and the letters. You have 45 seconds to read the items. Now, listen. Hello, everyone. Thank you all for coming. Well, as you know, choosing a degree is quite a complex decision, especially when you've got so many options to choose from. So that's why I'm here. Let's start with your questions. Anyone?
Hello, I'm Henry. Well, actually, I've got a lot of questions, but the most important one is, what do you think might help us decide? I mean, as you said, there's such a wide range of options. Sometimes I feel I've made up my mind, but then I see a new course and think, this might actually be interesting. Then there's the whole issue of getting into university and all the changes that come with that. It hasn't been easy for me. All my friends seem to know exactly what they want, which makes me feel insecure.
Well, I think an exercise that can be really useful when choosing a degree is to ask yourself some simple questions, like, what am I really interested in? What subjects am I good at? What are my interests? Can these lead to a career? The fact that your friends have made up their minds is good for them, but it shouldn't affect you. Some people need to wait to have the right idea, but that doesn't mean they'll be less successful.
Hi, I'm Sophie. Well, I think I can answer some of those questions about myself. I mean, I love helping other people, and I loved studying psychology at school. But I also spend a lot of time on computers. I'm really good at programming and coding.
Good, that's a great start. There are a number of options from a degree in psychology to one in advanced computing.
What if I decide that even though I like computers, I don't want to have a career in that area? Isn't the fact that I chose a degree in computing going to affect my whole life? The prospect of making this type of decision is really scary. I worry a lot about not being able to finish a university degree as well. Besides, I know how really hard and expensive it is, so it would be such a disappointment.
Yes, I do understand that, but you don't need to worry too much. Your career options are determined by the skills you learn rather than the type of degree.
What exactly do you mean?
Sorry, can you tell me your name, please?
Sure, I'm Anne. You see, I hate these major decisions as well.
That's normal and understandable. What I meant was that the skills Sophie learns in, for example, computing, like how to solve problems and manage projects, are easily transferable to other careers and industries. A computing degree could lead to a great job working in consulting firms, managing projects overseas, or starting your own business, depending on your personal preferences.
Really? Those are all things I definitely enjoy doing.
I'm more interested in the humanities, but for some people, there's no connection between humanities and the real world. They don't realize how challenging and useful subjects like history and literature can actually be. Do you think it's harder to get a job after completing a degree in something like history?
Not really, Henry, because a history degree also equips you with a specialized knowledge in the area you choose. Besides, this kind of degree teaches you to read critically, think analytically, and write and communicate well. All marketable skills to potential employers. Having a successful career depends on many other factors apart from your degree.
And should I think about money when choosing a degree?
It's quite tempting to only consider the degrees you think will earn you a lot of money, but no degree guarantees you a big salary, and in every field people earn varying amounts. The best way to find a job that you'll love and be successful in is to study something you're really interested in, a subject that really fascinates you. Listen again. Hello, everyone. Thank you all for coming. Well, as you know, choosing a degree is quite a complex decision, especially when you've got so many options to choose from. So that's why I'm here. Let's start with your questions. Anyone?
Hello, I'm Henry. Well, actually, I've got a lot of questions, but the most important one is, what do you think might help us decide? I mean, as you said, there's such a wide range of options. Sometimes I feel I've made up my mind, but then I see a new course and think, this might actually be interesting. Then there's the whole issue of getting into university and all the changes that come with that. It hasn't been easy for me. All my friends seem to know exactly what they want, which makes me feel insecure.
Well, I think an exercise that can be really useful when choosing a degree is to ask yourself some simple questions, like, what am I really interested in? What subjects am I good at? What are my interests? Can these lead to a career? The fact that your friends have made up their minds is good for them, but it shouldn't affect you. Some people need to wait to have the right idea, but that doesn't mean they'll be less successful.
Hi, I'm Sophie. Well, I think I can answer some of those questions about myself. I mean, I love helping other people, and I loved studying psychology at school. But I also spend a lot of time on computers. I'm really good at programming and coding.
Good, that's a great start. There are a number of options from a degree in psychology to one in advanced computing.
What if I decide that even though I like computers, I don't want to have a career in that area? Isn't the fact that I chose a degree in computing going to affect my whole life? The prospect of making this type of decision is really scary. I worry a lot about not being able to finish a university degree as well. Besides, I know how really hard and expensive it is, so it would be such a disappointment.
Yes, I do understand that, but you don't need to worry too much. Your career options are determined by the skills you learn rather than the type of degree.
What exactly do you mean?
Sorry, can you tell me your name, please?
Sure, I'm Anne. You see, I hate these major decisions as well.
That's normal and understandable. What I meant was that the skills Sophie learns in, for example, computing, like how to solve problems and manage projects, are easily transferable to other careers and industries. A computing degree could lead to a great job working in consulting firms, managing projects overseas, or starting your own business, depending on your personal preferences.
Really? Those are all things I definitely enjoy doing.
I'm more interested in the humanities, but for some people, there's no connection between humanities and the real world. They don't realize how challenging and useful subjects like history and literature can actually be. Do you think it's harder to get a job after completing a degree in something like history?
Not really, Henry, because a history degree also equips you with a specialized knowledge in the area you choose. Besides, this kind of degree teaches you to read critically, think analytically, and write and communicate well. all marketable skills to potential employers. Having a successful career depends on many other factors apart from your degree.
And should I think about money when choosing a degree?
It's quite tempting to only consider the degrees you think will earn you a lot of money, but no degree guarantees you a big salary, and in every field people earn varying amounts. The best way to find a job that you'll love and be successful in is to study something you're really interested in, a subject that really fascinates you. Now check your answers. That is the end of Text 2 Listening. That is the end of Part A.